Steve Walker is on the line at 88.9 The Cube. Hello, Mr. Walker. It's nice to be speaking with you today.
Good morning.
So you've been putting the word out about a marathon that is taking place this weekend on the trails of Mont Belvieu. Would you like to explain a little bit more about it to us?
Well, the race is, was brought to us by my sister-in-law, and who is actually the godmother of Abigail, who is our daughter. Suffers from a very rare disease, which is called relapsing polychondritis. They wanted to do something to help the family, and at first, we weren't too certain about it, but then they convinced us that a race would be, we really liked the race idea, and the race Abby Le Course de Mille Pattes was developed, and with the development of this race, it was basically to support Abigail through the tough times, but also through some of the funds that comes and some of the expenses that come with a disease like this. We're actually situated in Montreal at Children's Hospital for her treatment. So, I mean, there's a lot of traveling back and forth from Sherbrooke to Montreal.
Right. How old is Abigail?
Abigail is 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And when she was diagnosed, she was 9. Mm-hmm. It's been just under a year that the diagnosis has actually been made, and it's been about 3 to 4 years that she has developed symptoms, and then with the ongoing symptoms, that there was an investigation and finally the diagnosis.
So you say this is a rare disease. What were the symptoms, or what? Can you tell us a little bit more about the disease?
Yeah, the symptoms are a lot of shortness of breath. And the cough. The cough is a huge symptom, because the cough, being that there's inflammation within the windpipe, the trachea and the bronchial, which is your respiratory system, basically when a cough is there, the cough is the first and main thing that if there's any blockage, we tend to cough. As humans, when there's something blockage, when there's some sort of blockage in there, we tend to cough. However, Abigail coughs constantly, and she coughs commonly because the walls of the trachea are inflamed, and as they get thicker and thicker, the walls, because of inflammation, it obviously cuts her ability to breathe properly. And back in November, she had a surgery that was done that cleared out a lot of web-like figures, a lot of different scarring tissue, and even blockage, full-out blockage in one of the openings of the bronchi. And so since then, it's been better, but it hasn't been. We're still in the deep of the woods, if you want to say. We haven't found the exterior part of the woods yet.
And so currently she's not in the hospital, but you have to take her back and forth for treatment?
Yeah, she's been on heavy treatments ever since November. She's been on methotrexate, which is an immunosuppressor. She's also on, which she has that weekly. She's also on corticosteroids, which is prednisone, and that she takes daily. And she's been back and forth with higher dosages down to lower dosages. And and she's on another immunosuppressor that she just started yesterday, and the treatments are every 2 weeks in Montreal at Children's Hospital. And she has her every 6 months or every 2 months or 3 months, she has the different MRI. She has a bronchoscopy, which is a surgery type of procedure that they go into the trachea and the bronchial to take a look and see what the status is. And if they have to cut any membranes out, then they do, to clear any blockages that possibly could occur. And also, with being immunosuppressed and having your immune system a lot weaker, she's vulnerable to catch any other diseases or any other flus or different things that she can just catch at school.
Right. So then is she able to function somewhat normally, to go to school or to do some studies, or how does that work?
She's a real inspiration to us, because she was one of the top in her class last year, and she probably missed close to 38 school days. Mm-hmm. throughout the school year of 180 days. So it was it's quite encouraging to know that she's able to keep up. And this year she's already missed close to 6 days of school, and she's going in on her own spare time to go to her teacher and to ask for help. And to ask and try to make sure that she's on top of things. She also, the other thing what's important for Abigail is that we need to give her the best quality of life possible. Mm-hmm. And allowing her to, and that's the main thing for her. She's 10 years old. A 10-year-old shouldn't be always, or any child shouldn't be necessarily having to go to the hospital frequently for treatments and for different things. But she unfortunately does. Mm-hmm. And so to give her the best quality of life possible and to keep her, we can't keep her in a bubble. No. She has to live like a 10-year-old. So yes, the chances of her catching things are there, mm-hmm. and we don't want to seclude her from everyone and sort of, you know, oh, well, you can't do this because of, no, do it, but be reasonable,
right?
And be careful, you know. And, mm-hmm. and people, her school is great in the sense that they have a very good system built up for her. They're very aware of her situation, and the student body as well is very aware. So the students do take care, and they know that Abigail has a condition that is extremely rare, but also can be dangerous because of where it is located in her body, and also having her immune system down.
Right, right. So now this marathon that is taking place on Sunday, that's this coming Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Is it to make people more aware of the disease, or
there's a multiple function of this with this race, and it's a race walk event that is on this Sunday, and it's a 1 kilometer, 5 kilometer, and 10 kilometer. The 1 kilometer is open to 12 years and under for children. And the 5 kilometer is open to everyone, and that is for runners and also walkers. And the 10 kilometer is open mostly and mainly for runners. The race was built for a couple of things. One, to help with expenses and funding for Abigail, but also there's other things. I mean, we've never asked for anything, and this generosity that has been given to us through our sister-in-law and her committee with this race has been wonderful, and yet we also want to take part of those funds and also help out another area, which is a camp, Camp Abstraction, that helps other children like Abigail who suffer from either a rare disease, rheumatoid disease, and also juvenile arthritis. And this camp was developed by her doctor. And the doctor, it's now 10 years that this camp has been functioning. So part of the funds will be going to Abby for help and for the medications and the traveling and all, but also for the Camp Abstraction, which Abby was able to participate this year. The other thing, too, is that we want to sensitize everyone to what exactly is relapsing polychondritis. Mm-hmm. Because it's so rare. Mm-hmm. Abigail's the only case in Quebec for kids. And she's one of the only cases in Canada for kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 cases for adults in Quebec. And in the adult category, it is extremely rare. So imagine if it's extremely rare already in the adult sector. In the children's, it's also more rare.
Right.
So it's something that we want to sensitize the people. We want them to understand what it is, and that, you know what, children do suffer from rare diseases, but also diseases that take their childhood away from them at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. Well, so in order to show our support, then all we simply have to do is show up on Sunday at 10 o'clock, you said?
It's we're asking actually people to show up sometime between 8:45 and 9 o'clock, because
okay.
registrations can still happen up till 9:30 or let's say 9:40 on the day of
okay.
the race.
But could we register right now even before the day, or do we have to wait? Okay.
You can go on what is called Courir en Estrie,
mm-hmm.
courirenestrie.com, and when you go on to courirenestrie.com, you can go on to Habiller la cause des mille pattes. There and this is Caroline Beauchain, the organizer, has tied her stuff up with this organization that also provides races for different causes.
Mm-hmm.
And so on their website, you can go on there and you can register.
Okay.
And there's also a link there with the Arthritis Society of Quebec that if you are not able to come that day, well, there's always a possibility to make a donation and to encourage Abby and the other kids that possibly have a disease that like her.
Right. And it sounds like that it will be a very positive event as well. There's going to be, I think, clowns or something like that.
Yeah, there's, it's an event that is definitely built for a child.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some clowns. There's going to be some mascots. There's going to be some face painting by some professional artists. There's going to be multiple different things. And the race for the children is obviously to encourage the children that, you know what, no matter if we're under the weather, if we're have a little flu, if we are do have a rare disease, or we do have something that is a big illness in our life, that physical fitness is still there and it's still available to everyone.
Absolutely.
And that we want to encourage that. That you know what, whether you however you feel or whatever, get out and walk,
right,
or get out and do something that is that will just, you know, it will make you feel good. And with this type of cause, is that it's something like that. We as a phys ed teacher too. Is that, you know what, no matter, physical fitness goes a long way, and that's from when you're 1 year old right through until you're, let's say, 99 years old. I mean, we need to stay fit.
That's true. Very, very true. Well, thank you, Mr. Walker, for sharing this with us and helping us to become more aware of this disease. It's a name that even it's very, very difficult to pronounce, so I can't even remember what it was. But thank you so much, and we really hope that you have a really great turnout for Sunday and that people will be there to support you and your daughter.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've been, just to give you an idea, we've been very blessed because the turnout, I mean, for us to have just our family, for us to together support the cause, but then, you know, 200 or 300 people, we are very overwhelmed with that. Now it's gone to a point that we've actually close to 745 runners and walkers at this point.
That's great.
And there's no words to express the support that we have felt,
mm-hmm,
and also the you know, the contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very overwhelming, and it's something that is definitely has touched us.
Now, the parking for the event will be taking place at the Sherbrooke University, is that right?
The Sherbrooke University is Faculty of Administration.
Okay.
And behind the Faculty of Administration, to the left of the residences, there is two parking lots there, and those are the parking lots that are used for basically the start and the finish of the race.
Okay.
And
so
the parking is around on the outsides of that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you once again, Mr. Steve Walker. Hopefully a lot of people will get out there and join in.
Well, thank you very, very much for your time. And we hope that, you know, for a great success, but also that the weather will hold up.
Yes, hopefully. All right, then. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.